I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers announced a new proposal to stem the flow of illegal guns used in crimes. It draws from a measure Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed, which would have required gun dealers to get a state license. The new measure still would do that and also would require records of private gun sales. Todd Vandermeid is with the Federal Firearms Licensees of Illinois. He says he still disagrees with the idea of increased regulations, especially a proposed rule about video cameras in gun shops.
We offered up that either video surveillance on the entrances and exits, or that you would have an alarm system. That seemed to be a reasonable balance between the two. Not cameras in the classroom, cameras in the break room, cameras, you know, in every inch of the store outside of the bathroom.
Drafters of the new legislation say they hope it addresses the governor's concerns about putting too many burdens on small gun shop owners while still creating a system to track gun sales. In other news, Governor Rauner this week proposed reinstating the death penalty for those convicted of mass shootings and killing police officers. It's a suggested amendment to gun regulations passed by the legislature. Sam Dunklaw reports some are calling the move political gamesmanship.
That veto gave Rauner the opportunity to rewrite a bill that originally would have required anyone buying an assault-style weapon in Illinois to wait 3 days before picking it up. Rauner's rewrite would expand the waiting period to all guns, add a bump stock ban, and allow courts to issue gun restraining orders against, quote, dangerous people. But certain legislators condemn the move. Here's Republican State Representative David McSweeney of Barrington Hills, who says he doesn't think it will work.
What he does is sets himself up for an override vote by the Democrats, who will just simply say you support that, which I think was a bad tactical move.
McSweeney says House Speaker Michael Madigan is likely to deem the veto unconstitutional. Lawmakers will have 15 days once they've officially received Rauner's veto to make their next move. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The family of one of four people killed in the Nashville Waffle House shooting is suing the suspected gunman's father, accusing the Illinois man of negligence. The Peoria Journal-Star reports the family of Joe Perez filed a lawsuit in Tazewell County, the home of Jeffrey Reinking. Reinking's son, Travis, also lived there before moving to Nashville. Police say Travis Reinking presented signs of mental illness before his Illinois gun card was revoked last summer. His guns were transferred to his father, but police say the father then returned them to his son before the shooting. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Patients in need of a heart valve replacement procedure have an alternative to open heart surgery that's now available in Southern Illinois. Medical professionals at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale have unveiled a less invasive procedure called transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR. Doctors performed the first TAVR in Carbondale in early January and have so far completed 26 procedures. One of the first patients was 75-year-old Regina Einig of Macanda.
They would come up my femoral artery from my groin, come right up, and literally push the new valve into the old one. And I was just blown away. I couldn't believe they could do that easily.
Kristen Doster is executive vice president of Prairie Cardiovascular. She says aortic stenosis was undertreated before this process.
There wasn't an alternative for patients that were considered high risk or extraordinarily sick. And TAVR's really created this opportunity and given hope to patients.
The TAVR core valve, made of memory metal that holds its shape with the help of animal tissue, can last 10 to 15 years. Southern Illinois is well represented on the latest bicentennial top 10 list. Elsa, the tiny town near Alton that hardly seems to have changed in the past 150 years, was named the state's top scenic spot by voters in the Illinois Top 200 Project. Also on the list are Giant City State Park, the Garden of the Gods, and Fort Kaskaskia. I'm Jennifer Fuller.